This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's minimum wage goes up today. It's now set at $12.32. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Over the past 4 years, the state minimum wage has made big annual leaps, almost a dollar a year, thanks to a law passed by voters in 2016. That process ended last year, and now the annual increases are back to being controlled by inflation. Regular workers will get 32 cents more an hour, while tipped workers will see their base pay rise to $9.20 an hour. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The new year means higher taxes on nicotine products in Colorado. The tax on a pack of cigarettes is now nearly $2. For other tobacco products, it's 50% of the retail price, and vaping products are now being taxed for the first time. LGBTQ community leaders are concerned that distrust of the medical field will stop vulnerable people from getting a COVID-19 vaccine. Marty Moore with the group Out Boulder County says a lack of gender and sexuality training often blocks LGBTQ people, and especially transgender people, from the health care they need.
Doctors may or may not be trained around LGBTQ issues, but the receptionist isn't. So you're sitting in the waiting room, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, this is so painful. Why do I have to come out over and over again to people I don't know?
The group is doing a survey on its blog. Moore hopes the feedback will help the group hold educational events to encourage vaccination. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.